American History by Martin Espinal. The Exotic Zorda. Let's talk some American history. Why is it that any time there's a breach, people reach for the old ditzy songs of yore? Why is it that that still exists? It persists. Anytime you mention Dixie, you get the rebel yell. Because somehow, somewhere in hell, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and the whole lot still resist. And all you need is just a matchstick. That's what happened, folks. That's what happened. We got the matchstick. They call it Trump. And he is hellfire. He'll give it as well as you give it. He'll take it. No, he can't take it. But he likes to give it. He loves giving it. But he can't take it. Man is fake. A fool. A ruse. A stool sample for your colonoscopy exam. But yet, the vileness, the dirt, the hate, division, all that negativity. Hey, man, it's on full display. Every day, MAGA rallies about. The big lie. And as you try to put in what's necessary to really be a leader, infrastructure, an old nation, 4-year-old buildings in Surfside, causing people to commit unwilling suicides. Nobody wants to die. Even those that commit suicide, they're reaching out in some way. No one wants to die. Surfside, no one wants to die. Surfside, Florida, Dade County. How many is it? At the end of the day, they need to die. If you got no infrastructure, you got nothing to live for. The bridges will crumble. The roads. Oh, but yet what you want to worry about is the big election that never dies. The election that never seems to go away because some fool from Fifth Avenue, 57th Street, some kind of tower, TTT, family foundations, universities, oh, a fraud. American people believe the shit!